Hello, thank you for joining us on Live, Learn, Love, Lead, a podcast of Bethel Christian Church in Warren, Michigan. Our mission is to live in the power of Christ, learn to become like Christ, love as the family of Christ, and to lead others to Christ. This year, our aim is to grow in these four L's. Listen for this week's thoughts.
Welcome to Live, Learn, Love, Lead, the weekly podcast of Bethel Christian Church. I'm Daniel, and with me is...
Judy.
Hey there, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
It was a beautiful day.
It was an amazing day with that total eclipse thing going on.
Yeah, for those, if you're listening to it in real time, yesterday would have been the eclipse, and it was awesome.
Yes.
It was awesome.
It was such a great experience.
It's kind of reminded me of the scripture. It says the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. And that literally, it was awe-inspiring.
So yes, absolutely. It was great.
And if you are new to the podcast, this is the time when we have an opportunity to sit down and have a conversation about the week's sermons, where we go through and we just tell back what we heard Pastor talking about. And then we go through just a couple of different points, things it's making us think about, how we can apply it today, questions that are posed or questions that arise in our own hearts and minds as we're thinking about it. So I'm just going to tell back kind of quickly what I heard Pastor talking about. This year's word of the year would be courageous and contagious. And this week he was talking about how good do you have to go to heaven? And this idea, it kind of is central to the Christian faith. And how good do you have to be? You know, how many times can I sin and still go to heaven? How much good do I need to do to get to heaven? And it's like the eternal scales, do they weigh in my favor or not? And he got to the point pretty quick. And he started with, even before he got to point one, to be good enough to go to heaven, we have to be perfect or righteous good. We have to receive the righteousness of God that comes from the salvation of God. So even before he started laying it out, we have to be perfect. Scripture says, to stand before the Lord, you have to be perfect. To get to heaven, you have to be perfect. And what does that mean? And how do we get there? And it's easier than a lot of people think. And he laid out kind of two sides of the same coin. Point one being guilt and point two being grace. So under guilt... guilt is the reason that we need righteousness. When we sin, we are separated from God. God cannot exist in anything that's near anything that's less than guiltless, less than perfect. Heaven cannot have blemish and sin. And starting from the first man, Adam, when sin entered the world, there was a separation between God and his creation. And it severed our ability to get to God. But then point two, grace was the remedy to receive righteousness. And he brought up Isaiah 64. It says, our righteousness is as filthy rags. Whatever we can do in and of ourselves, it's still filth. It's still tainted with sin and pride and self-motivation, and things that are of the self, and those things that we can bring because of who we are, still are not worthy of being in the presence of God. But because of what Christ did at Calvary, when we accept that, it wipes away all that guilt, all that sickness, all that sin. It just wipes it away. And it's as if we had never sinned. And that grace covers it. And it allows us to stand before the throne of God perfect. And so when he started the sermon on we have to be perfect, it set the stage for us as we accept Christ to be able to become perfected. Not that we don't sin, not that we don't have struggles or issues, but when we stand before the throne of God on the other side of eternity, when he looks at us, he can see the blood of Christ that covers our sin. And that alone is what allows us to stand perfect, blameless, faultless. It's not because of our works. It's not because of us working in church. It's not because of preaching good sermons. It's not because of feeding the homeless and the poor. It's not because of anything that we have done. But it's because we say, Jesus is who he says he is. I accept him as my Lord and my Savior. And when we do that, God sees that. And it's as if Christ was standing on our behalf saying, this is my son and he is blameless. And so that's kind of his sermon in a nutshell. I would recommend listening to it because he kind of lays it all out through scripture, going back from the Old Testament all the way through where we are today. The two sides of the coin of guilt and grace. Why we are unable to stand before a holy God in and of ourselves, and then what allows us to do that.
Amen. Preach it, Daniel. that was great. That was a really, really good recap.
Thank you.
I mean, just a couple of things that he said that really hit me hard was he said, like, we have a problem, you know, and he was talking about our guilt, you know, because and he talked about that, you know, trying to use a dirty rag to clean a dirty window.
Yep.
You know, we just cannot do anything to get rid of our guilt. So we've got this problem. And yet what's amazing about God's grace is he has a plan.
Yep.
You know, and then the other thing that he talked about was, and he gave such a great illustration, was when he says, okay, I'm the judge, or Jesus is the judge. He's standing up at his bench, you know, and the whole humanity comes before him, and he basically slams the gavel down. You're guilty.
Yep.
But then he goes, like, wait a minute, hold on. He comes down off the bench, and he goes up on the cross.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm taking all your sin.
Yep.
And it's that great exchange. He takes away our sin and he gives us his righteousness.
Yeah.
And that's like, I think it's in 1 Corinthians 5:21 or something like that, you know, about us being ambassadors. But he who was made sin for us so that we could be made righteous.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's such a great example. I mean, anybody who's been in court or watched a lawyer show or anything like that can see that judge is up there, and he can condemn him to death.
Yep. Yep.
And yet he came down and took our place, took that penalty, and then gave us freedom.
Yeah.
In Christ.
Yeah.
Such a great example.
Yeah. I love this sermon because, man, there's so much freedom when you accept his grace. Because while we do good things and we want to do right things, that's not what makes us acceptable.
Right.
We do that in a response to what Christ did for us, but we don't have to do that to earn his acceptance. There's so much freedom in that. If you're listening today, and you feel like you are trying to earn God's love, earn forgiveness, let me encourage you to stop. To stop. To rest.
It's a heavy burden.
Yeah, to rest in the forgiveness that is available right now through what Christ did. He paid it all. There is no amount of good works that can be done to earn forgiveness, that it's only what Christ did for you. And you can accept that today, even listening to this podcast, that if you would just say, Jesus, I believe that you are my Lord and my Savior. You died for me. You lived the sinless life that I could not live. You paid the debt that I could not pay. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. If you say those things, it's not a magic formula, but it's a believing in your heart that what Scripture says is true, then you can stand faultless before the King of Kings. That forgiveness is available today, because you can't be perfect.
Nope. We just can't do it.
Yeah.
And I mean, like you said, it's a freedom, because it's a burden trying to think that, oh, you know, have I done as many right things mm-hmm. as I need to do to outweigh the bad stuff? And it doesn't work that way.
Right.
It takes, His grace takes that burden off of our shoulders
yep.
and just gives, He gives us His righteousness freely when we truly believe in our heart that Jesus did that mm-hmm. He took our place,
yep.
that He take away our sin. When we believe that truly with our heart and we say, yes, Lord, I believe, you know, I mean, like you said, it's not a magic formula, but it's just like when you really, truly realize what He did. I mean, especially, you know, after Easter, realizing mm-hmm. what He went through. I mean, it's such a freedom.
Amen.
It's such a freedom,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you can live your life to go on to do good things, but not because you're earning heaven. It's because you want to bless people because of the mm-hmm. freedom He's given you and the love He's given you. You just want to give it back. You want to give it back. And that's Jesus living through us to,
yep.
to others.
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
God, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You that it is what You did on the cross that allows us to stand faultless before the throne of God. And even today, we can accept that. And if you want to pray with me, Jesus, I believe that You are the Son of God. I believe that You led a sinless, spotless life on my behalf, that You died for me, that You rose again, and that You reign eternally. And I accept You as my Lord and as my Savior. And if you prayed that prayer, that you can believe by faith that God sees you as perfect. He sees the blood of Christ. And Lord, we thank You for this new week. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit us at bethelchristian-mi.org or find us on social media. To stay updated on upcoming episodes, please consider subscribing to the podcast. We pray you will be empowered to live, learn, love, and lead in the power and love of Christ.